Hey everybody. So I thought this was pretty cool. If there's any sci-fi nerds out there like me, then you'll appreciate this. I thought this was awesome. Before we get to this news and how it relates to me and my work, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you get lots of free videos, free information, and the absolute best link that is on joshpeckdisclosure.com is the donate link. Click on that. You won't regret it. You'll feel so good about yourself by helping out another brother in Christ or another person that you believe in their work and it'll appeal to your sense of charity. You'll feel great about it. Click on the donate link if you could help me out. That would be great. We as a community, if we get together, we can do some amazing things. I want to update this equipment. I want to get out from under the thumb of YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. I'm sick of having to rely on these powers that are trying to shut me down, and they're trying to shut you down too. I'm sick of it. There are better ways to go about it, and I want to explore those, but unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to do so. So I'm putting in as much as I can, of course, but that is extremely limited, we as a community, if we get together, we can do some amazing things. So if you could click on that donate button and help me out, I would so appreciate it. It would mean a lot. And we can do some amazing things together. If you can't donate financially, that's okay. I will forgive you. But if you could, just share this video with your friends and family and tell them about me, tell them about joshpeckdisclosure.com, and find out how they can get involved too. They can share it around and let's make some of these videos go viral. That would be great. So all that would be a big help. Now, sci-fi nerds like myself, remember in the 80s, there was a series called V. Well, it's apparently being remade as a new big budget movie. Now, I actually, for those who follow my work, you've known about this for years because in my very first major release book, Quantum Creation, I did an interview with the creator of V, of the original V, not the 90s remake that they, or I think it was in the 90s, the remake that they did later, which like nobody liked. The creator's name is Kenneth Johnson. He didn't have anything to do with the remake, but the first one from the 80s, that was all his. And I did an interview with him to talk about just the culture of sci-fi and what his plans were. And there he said that he had planned, he was in talks of making this a big Hollywood production, a big remake that would really do the series some justice. So it appears that that is now happening. And he also said a lot of really cool stuff in that video about how the idea of V came to him. Because one of the things I wanted to know, he's not a Christian, but I wanted to know there are so many eschatological elements in that series, especially from the fringe Christian community, most of the people watching this channel. And I wanted to know how he even knew to put that stuff in there. Well, the answer to that, it was really interesting. It actually came from higher up. And if people want to check that out, you can actually get my book, Unraveling the Multiverse. It's brand new, but I put that interview in there because it's still timely and it's really important. And it's in that book. Actually, if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, you'll see a button for me and Derek's new book, The Day the Earth Stands Still. If you buy that there for $39.99, then you get Unraveling the Multiverse free, plus a whole bunch of a DVD set of a bunch of unreleased behind the scenes interviews with people like Chris Putnam and L.A. Marzulli and Gary Stearman and Michael Heiser and Daryl Sims, a whole bunch of people. You get that. You get the audio series Official Disclosure, the Official Disclosure audio series, plus a couple of books of Michael Heiser's, and you get a whole bunch of free stuff. Basically. But included in that free stuff is Unraveling the Multiverse. And in that book, you can find this interview with Kenneth Johnson. It's really, really interesting what he had to say about V, the series, and about the upcoming reboot. But yeah, it's actually finally happening. So cult 80 series V is heading to the big screen, kicking off a trilogy of new movies. Isn't that exciting? I personally am really excited about this. So the 80s sci-fi told the story of a group of carnivorous reptilian humanoid aliens, which were known as the visitors, who arrive on Earth and they attempt to take over. Now, Desilu Studios Incorporated has now announced that a new big budget film version will be written and directed by the original V's creator, Kenneth Johnston, the guy that I interviewed and just talked to you about. And he'll also help to produce the movie alongside John Hermanson, Grey Matters, and Bera Opper of Jeepers Creepers. So it sounds like it'll be really interesting. Kenneth said, "We are delighted to team up with Desilu to bring the timeless and timely story of resistance against tyranny into the 21st century." He continued, "V will be the first of a cinematic trilogy, which will tell the full epic tale in the manner I always envisioned." So V first aired on NBC in 1983, culminating in a sequel series called The Final Battle. And that wasn't the end of V, because it returned for another run of episodes the following year. But it was also reimagined for a new series in 2009. Okay, I thought it was in the 90s, but it was 2009, when Elizabeth Mitchell, Morris Chestnut, and Marina Barkarin ran it for two seasons on ABC. And, you know, a lot of people were disappointed in it. I kind of get the sense that Kenneth Johnston was disappointed in it as well, because, well, he just basically said so in the interview that I did with him. But so here's a quote from Desilu exec VP Stephen Postain. He says, "V is a multi-billion dollar film franchise and merchandising juggernaut. We couldn't be more excited and honored to bring this film to the millions of devoted fans worldwide." So I am thrilled about this, because I always thought that this series really does deserve to have it done the way that, you know, Kenneth Johnston like first envisioned and wants it to be done. So I thought that would be pretty cool. And, you know, I wanted to talk about it here because I interviewed him in Unraveling the Multiverse. And so if you guys want to check that out, you can. Really exciting stuff. So what do you guys think? I keep forgetting to do this, but if you could leave me a comment in the comment section below and tell me what you think, that would be great. You know, the more comments and conversations we get in the comment section, the more that it kind of tells YouTube, well, their algorithms or AI or whatever demented demon is running it today, but it tells them that this video might be something that they might want to actually have, you know, up there and promote. So having conversations in the comment section really helps. That's why I don't delete comments anymore. Not on this channel, I don't. Now Into the Multiverse, I do, because that's a Skywatch TV production, and that's totally different, and it's outside of my control. But here, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not trying to invite trolls, but I'm just saying, if you are a troll, you're not going to be deleted. So go ahead. But what I really would like, though, is just good, honest conversation. You know, I don't want people trolling each other, because it's just stupid, and you know why. You know, what's the point? But have some good, honest conversation. I love that. And I like reading it, too. So leave me a comment. Leave somebody else a comment. Talk about V. What was your favorite point in the V series? Did you like the remake that they did in 2009? I thought it was, it's all right, I guess. But I am excited for this new one. And I'm really interested to see if they're going to keep all the biblical eschatology and stuff like that in there. If they're going to keep the fringe Christian stuff, which is weird that it even made it, you know, especially way back then in the 80s. For those of you who don't know Kenneth Johnston, he also did Alien Nation, which kind of got into the idea of what if aliens did, you know, arrive on Earth and start cohabiting with humankind. And that was an interesting series, too. I remember that as a kid. He's the same guy that did that. So anyway, really exciting stuff. I'm curious to know what you think. Go ahead and leave a comment. And if you could, go to joshbeckdisclosure.com, get all the free content there, and click on the donate button and help me out. That would be amazing. If you help me out, you're helping yourself out, because I'll be able to give you, you know, higher quality videos and you know, better content, better editing, just better everything all around. So that would be great if you could help me out there. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, take care and God bless.